Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're looking at Psalm 50. I think we may finish today, but we'll see, right? And what we've seen so far is the Psalm of Asaph. And at the very beginning, it begins by declaring the Mighty One, God, the Lord, or Yahweh, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to setting. So the Lord was calling all on the earth to come forth. And the Lord actually speaks in this psalm. We've seen that. And he says, gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And so he talked to those who were true believers, who had gathered around and who made covenant with him, sacrifice, doing what he had said for them to do. But he said something to him. We saw it in the previous episode. He said, it's not for your sacrifices I rebuke you. So he was rebuking them, okay? But they thought, just short of it, that they could sacrifice and do what they want to, that God needed the sacrifices, that he had to have them to eat. He used that as an example. He said, do I eat flesh or blood? Do I drink blood of goats? He said, no. What he was wanting, we saw in the 14th verse, he said, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, in other words, and perform your vows to the Most High. Yeah, you do what you have vowed to do, and you do what the law calls for you to do. But you do it with an attitude of sacrifice of thanksgiving. If you do, then yeah, call on me in the day of trouble. I'm going to deliver you, and you shall glorify me, or you shall honor me. Now, in verse 16, he says this, and the Lord speaking, but to the wicked, God says. So he was speaking to those who were of his covenant and who sacrificed and who lived as they were supposed to religiously, covenantally, okay? But here is the wicked. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips? Whoa. So it sounds like that some of these wicked were trying to put on a religious show. He says, what right have you to do this, to recite my statutes and to take my covenant on your lips? In other words, they were going through some deeds. They were saying some things, but he says you have no right to do it. He continues, verse 17, for you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you. So in the ESV, New American Standard, and King James, it's stated like that. Lexham says this, what right do you have to recite my statutes and mention my covenant with your mouth while you cast yourself, or while you yourself hate discipline and cast my words behind you? So they put it all, both those verses, 16 and 17, in the form of a question. Okay, in the form of a question. The other three don't. What the other three is saying is, hey, you hate instruction, you hate discipline, and you're just casting my words behind you. You hear the words, but you ignore them. So by what right have you to even use my words for anything? And then he gives them some insight into how they're actually living. Y'all forgive me as I laugh. I just got back from, and you probably tell, that's what I'm laughing about. I just got back from the dentist a while ago and had a bunch of stuff done. And I'm still relatively numb, and I'm talking right now, and I can sort of feel my lip flapping in the breeze because it's so numb. I'm hoping you can't tell too much, but if I sound a little bit like Elmer Fudd, that's why, okay? So verse 18, he says this. This is the Lord speaking. If you see a thief, you are pleased with him, and you keep company with adulterers. Verse 19, you give your mouth free rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit. Now, I know many of us will sit there and say, well, no, you don't really see much of that today in that way. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. People who claim to be religious, but they hate discipline. They hate the instruction of the Lord. They cast his words behind you. Even right now, at the time that we're doing this podcast and gathering together like this, yesterday, what was once a major Christian denomination and in the United States and in the Christian denomination worldwide literally cast the words of God behind themselves and just determined that they know far better than what the Word of God says. And they made a decision which is absolutely heretical, that goes totally against all the teaching of their long history, and they didn't even have any debate over it. They didn't debate in it. It was just basically buried. And if you've ever been one of these large denominational gatherings, they'll have a bunch of decisions that have to be made, and they just sort of perfunctory things. They've already been worked out, that kind of stuff. And it's basically just a logistical kind of thing. They just threw it over in one of those kind of decisions. And it passed, I want to say, don't hold me to these tight numbers, like 650 for it and 51 against it. Okay. It passed some type of thing like that. And basically, the denomination is no longer a Christian denomination. And they're going, oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're just up with the times now. No, you're not. Because you're casting God's words behind you. You're seeing a thief and you're pleased with him. That's literally what happened with this denomination. Now, the reason they were able to do it in this way is that those who know the truth and wanted to adhere to the truth saw what was going on, realized what was going on, and they left. They left the denomination. And so there's no one there to hold the reins of righteousness. I've actually got a couple of folks that I know. They're attending this thing, and they're sitting there, and they're just so excited about how everybody loves one another and that unity that's there and how pleased God is with this. No, he's not pleased with it. Because guess what? What it said in verse 18, you're keeping company with adulterers and you're giving your mouth free rein for evil and your tongue frames deceit. That is exactly what's going on with this thing. Verse 20, you sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. And this is what happens at a personal level, each one of us. This is what happens at this denominational level I'm talking about. They're literally slandering those who did not agree with them and who left. Okay, now they're all excited and they're able to do whatever they want to do. And I mean, it's just the boldest thing I've ever seen. It's nothing new. They've been trying to do it for decades. So last couple of verses here, verse 21. These things you have done, and I've been silent. God said, you've been doing this stuff. You haven't heard from me. And then God says this. You thought that I was one like yourself. You thought I was one like yourself. In other words, you thought that I agree with you. You thought I supported you. You thought I was like you. You thought I was human like you. You thought this was all great and wonderful. But now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Verse 22. Mark this. This is the Lord speaking. Mark this then. You who forget God, lest I tear you apart and there be none to deliver you. God's given them an option. He's given them hope. He says, you've forgotten me. But I tell you what, if you come back to me, I won't tear you apart. Verse 23, he says this. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. He says, if you order your way rightly, if you will do what is right, if you will do righteousness, if you do that, I will show the salvation of God to you. I will release my salvation. I will save you. But if you keep casting my word behind you and then say you're doing it in the name of the Lord and the Lord is pleased, then you will be torn apart by the Most High God. It's a tough word, I know. Psalm 50. Again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.